Welcome back, everyone. Steelers center Marquise Pouncey seems to have a propensity for winning football games. In a seven-year span from 2004 to 2010, his teams won a staggering 94-7 across three levels of football and played in a championship game at each of those levels. His Steelers reached Super Bowl 45, and his Florida Gators won the 2008 BCS Championship. But neither of those teams stacked up wins like Lakeland High School, which a couple of Pouncey's current teammates can attest to in this locker room look back. Marquise Pouncey, along with his twin brother Mike, began playing football at an early age. And in those initial stages, they did everything to avoid playing the positions they currently hold as professionals.
I started football ever since 6 years old. I was contact football. We had to play in a bigger league because me and my brother could never make weight to play in the city league. Me and my brother always hated playing offensive line, so we played linebacker. 1 year, I was a quarterback. He was a running back. We kind of played every position that you can name.
When LaShawn Pouncey, as he was known at the time, grew to 6'5" and 290 pounds, it appeared the only position fit for him was on the O-line. And Pouncey helped the Lakeland Dreadnoughts become one of the best teams, not just in the state, but in the country as well.
Man, it was awesome, man. We had a lot of great players that always wanted to play at Lakeland High School. And the opportunity Coach Bill Castle gave us there, man, was excellent. I love him to death for it. We had built a bond that I think that no other high school team probably ever had. We had three state titles in a row, man. We was kind of the number one rated high school 2 years in a row. And we were glad of that, man. The city loves us for it, and everybody still talks about it in our hometown.
The three state championships just begin to describe Lakeland's dominance. From 2004 to 2006, Pouncey's Dreadnoughts won a combined 45-0, and they were named national champions in 2005 and 2006. Along the way, Pouncey encountered one of his current Steelers teammates.
We played St. Thomas Aquinas in all three of the state titles, and actually the last one we played them in, man. It went down all the way down to the last play of the game on the goal line, and we stopped, and they always stated they got in and scored, but, man, we went away with the state title.
Oh, it was intense. You know, they had athletes. We had athletes. It was a battle. It was a bloodbath, and they got the best of us at the end. You know, my 3 years while I was there.
I rub it in all the time, man. I bring the high school tape in, man. Gilbert didn't block anybody that game.
Another of Pouncey's current Steelers teammates, wide receiver Antonio Brown, felt the wrath of Lakeland High School in a 31-7 loss in 2005.
I bring it up to him all the time. He played quarterback, man. He said he had a great game against, but I remember he was running around a lot trying to stay away from getting sacked.
The little kid from Florida who once tried to evade playing on the offensive line is now an all-pro center in the NFL. It was once a dream that has become a reality, and he's proud of the path both he and his brother have traveled.
Ever since a little kid, man, that was me and my brother's goal to always become one day to be able to play in the NFL, man. It was a dream come true for both of us, man. We have phone conversations now, man, and still laugh about it, man. We're in the NFL starting for two different teams, man. It's pretty awesome and amazing, man. Me and my brother had it hard, man. We weren't blessed enough to have a lot of money as young, but our family did a great job of keeping us in sports and activities and pushing us throughout school. But, you know, the opportunity we have now, man, is a blessing, and we take full advantage of it. We don't take it for granted at all that we're starting centers in the NFL and never get the big head about it and always staying humble and giving back to what we never had and going back to giving the opportunity to kids and doing all types of football camps and charity events that we do within the cities that we play in and then back home.